Back at WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I say welcome home, happy new year, happy post-holiday, happy Festivus, happy sit around, do nothing for a couple weeks, waiting for the Ravens to do what they're going to do. We have put the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on hiatus. You know, I have not admitted this, but I think I might go the whole month of January without any crab. I don't know why. I'm a couple days into it. I've hiatus this so that we can bring you the greatest promotion we've ever done during Radio Row Week. So February 5th, we're going to ramp up the Crab Cake Tour, get it back out on the road. I have leftovers. These are still going to work. They're still going to be good. You can still unwrap cash. Gingerbread doesn't smell as much like gingerbread because it's been around a little while. Our friends at Window Nation will be with us, as will Jiffy Lube MultiCare. And this guy, I'm sure, will be with us because he's always with us in one way or another. Dennis Colatzis joins us now. Of course, we've had a lot of conversations, Dennis, over all these years about cars, golf, fishing, baseball, hockey, rock and roll. We talked about everything. We have not talked much about an AFC championship game in Baltimore, and it's time we do that, and it's time we talk about the best team of since the last best team that needs to win a couple of games. How are you? How's your holiday? Did you get some quote NBA days or no?
Man, my mother's brother, my aunt, his wife, cooked us curambiedes and all kind of great desserts, baklava. And then she doubled down because she gave it to us too early and they were all gone by Christmas. So we also got the New Year Vasilopita, which is the a cake that you cut and there's a coin in it. And whoever gets the coin has great luck the rest of the year. Also gets the money from the head
of
the
household.
Who got
the coin? Did you get the coin?
I got the coin, believe it or not. Okay. I held serve this year, so I got the coin. But it was a lot of fun. And the diet starts like now because it was impossible with all the Greek cookies and desserts to lose weight the last 2 or 3 weeks. So now it's back to trying to slim down so we can be around.
See, man, we made that ham on Christmas, right? And Jen gets in. Thank you, Wise Markets. I love you. We got the ham with the rewards points. And then my wife and I get the big ham. And even though there's just two of us and my kid takes a little bit and his wife or whatever, she then spent the entire day on Sunday, Ravens game day, that morning. She got out of bed early, went to the store, came back, split pea soup in a vat. I'm talking like bags of it. And then my mother's recipe that she has perfected on lima bean soup with carrots and potatoes and ham. And she halves it. And this year she took a little side and made some black eyed peas for good luck. Because
nice,
she had the
nice
good luck thing or whatever. So I got to tell you, man, before we get into football, I had a little bit of a Greek experience during the holidays. All right.
Good.
Well, you know, look, Johnny Raffalidis was my roommate for years. He's the one that got me hooked on these quote NBA's. We didn't even know what they were called till about 5 years ago. You taught me this. The grow your booty, you know, the Costas boys. Let your booty. So do you know Gus Kolaris? I don't put you on the spot, but Gus is a wine man, Axios Wines, local.
We're probably kissing cousins.
Well, he's
your
great.
Name's not
and
familiar, but.
So everybody knows Gus and everybody loves Gus, right? So Gus has been on my Facebook for years and years. He has threatened to meet me. I have threatened to meet him. He's been a longtime listener. He did Cal Ripken's wine a number of years ago. He's got some celebrity rock and roll friends. He has a vineyard out in Napa, but he's a local guy and he knows a lot of local people. How local is he? Well, he had his 65th birthday last week and he invited me and it was the sweetest thing in the world. So I get invited, and I know half the room. I mean, Kyle Richardson's there, Craig Northrup's there, Randy Mariner's there from Manor Hill. Like, we just had the best time. We're dancing. My wife got dressed up. She looked like $1 million. Like, so we go, but the comedian, and he's Greek. Gus is Greek, and the band was Badfinger. No matter what you do.
Oh, very nice.
So they had Badfinger play, but he had a Greek comedian to open the thing up, and it was like Greek humor, and it was the guy's name
nice.
Basil.
Basil, I've seen Basil before. I've seen Basil twice.
I Goombas, was going to ask you if you had seen him because he was. I got to get him on the show.
Basil was hysterical. Hey man, can Basil come out to play? And he, I got his whole shtick down. He's hysterical. But as we talk about Basil, you guys had ham. We had lamb. I was the chef. Cooked grilled ham, lamb chops with Greek oven lemon potatoes and Greek salad, and it was amazing.
Everything they passed around at Gus's party.
There you go.
There's a lamb chop. You know what I mean?
That's what we had for Christmas, so it was a lot of fun. A lot of fun.
Oh man, I went into the bathroom and I flossed everything out and I came out and they handed me more lamb chops. And I'm like, stop with the lamb chop madness and the red wine madness. All right, happy holidays to you. I will get Basil on because we started
Oh,
talking
he's
Mickey
funny.
Coachella and he made me really laugh. And my wife always says, like, I need to laugh more and watch more comedy. You know, we all have all that going on.
Yeah, I
this
haven't
is.
seen Basil in a decade. It's been a minute, but he was a very funny guy. One, like I said, one of my Kumbas locally here hooked up two events for him, and of course sold out, and everybody's cousin was there.
Well, he's a funny man, as is
Yes.
Stavi, you know, the Raven Vert.
Stavi, I was his Sunday school teacher many years ago, him and his brother.
Do you
I
know
was
him?
every Of course I do.
Why has he not
Everybody's
been on your show or my show or our
I've
show?
been busy, but I've been everybody's Sunday school teacher. If they're 40, 50 years old, chances are I was their Sunday school teacher down in St. Nicholas on Ponca Street, including Stavi.
See,
Now, I haven't talked to Stavi in years. It's been probably since Sunday school.
I went to CCD at Our Lady of Fatima in the 70s, and my first grade teacher all shows up every year at Standstock. And every year, you know, I have to tell, you know, and she's embarrassed by it a little bit, but I'm like, man, this is a badge of honor because she brought us cookies. We had Oreos. It was very nice. So, you know, Sunday school aside, the Sunday school's down for a couple of weeks here. We'll go back maybe Saturday night school on the 20th. Man, I've been watching a lot of football. You've been watching a lot of football. You had holidays. We've been on a little bit of a hiatus and a break, you and me together talking football. What do you make of all of this? I mean, a lot's happened. It's been two or three. I mean, you and I have talked since before Christmas, but I
Been a
mean,
minute.
a lot's happened. A lot's happened for Lamar. A lot's happened for expectations. They went from being one of the good teams to nobody's going to beat them. And whoo, I mean, danger ahead.
Yeah, I don't know about all that, Nestor. I mean, the John Harbaugh has to be careful here. We all know that he can't have a repeat of 2019. We can't be one and done in the playoffs, be it against Joe Flacco, whomever rolls into M&T Bank Stadium's nest. So if I'm him, I'm playing my starters at least for a half against the Steelers, if not the whole game. Call me crazy, but you can't be afraid to play hurt. You can't be afraid to lose somebody. You've got to keep this thing going because the last time they were rusty. It'd been 3 weeks. They hadn't played. Now get resting injured players, but if the players are healthy, at least play them a half. Keep these guys rolling, keep them motoring. This is a different vibe than 2019. We didn't have Roquan Smith back then. Lamar Jackson has grown up a lot. Todd Monken's offense, he's embraced. This team is firing on all cylinders right now. It's a shame. I almost wish there were a wild card, don't you?
No, I don't know. I listen, if they were a wild card, I'd be compelled to put a bus trip together, go eat some barbecue in Kansas City, go eat some wings in Buffalo, cross the border and do things I shouldn't. You know, like I th there'd be a
Well,
lot of things that I would be doing.
yeah.
I am planning the biggest event, and you're going to be proud to know me when we put this together,
I'm
and you're going to
already
be
proud to
proud.
know you.
Gonna be proud to participate. It's gonna be the biggest promotion we've ever done. We're counting down our 25 greatest memories, and they're going to end on February the 3rd, which is the anniversary of one of, you know, the great days in the history of the radio station, New Orleans, all those things that we put together with the parade. And February 5th is Radio Row week. We will not be in Las Vegas, full disclosure. I've been thrown out, so I'm not going to be out there. But we're going to be doing something in a couple of weeks, and I keep thinking of, like, I thought of this idea before they beat San Francisco on Christmas, right? I think I told you about this
You
idea
did.
back in the middle of December. I was thinking, well, maybe they'll be in the Super Bowl. And now I have 3 weeks to sit here and plan this like they're going to be in the Super Bowl because they believe it, right? Everybody in the media believes it. All the fan base believes it. You have a flight to Vegas. I know you do. By the way, my friends are now calling me about tickets. Tickets
Oh.
are $8,000 each. My bestest buddy, my ticket broker. So anybody, full disclosure, if you went to any of my road trips that were tough games, championship games, playoff games, Super Bowls, you bought tickets from me, I've had one person get me those tickets for 20 years. So I have the same ticket person I've had forever. And I talked to him the other day and said, what's up? Because people are calling me. He said, it's 8 grand now. If you
Man.
get lucky, if you're a club PSL owner, Leonard Raskin, I'm wearing his shirt. Leonard is always on the club level. He might win the lottery through the team. And when he does, they're going to offer him tickets for 4,400 or 5,200. You know, it's going to be Hey, the good news is you got through the Taylor Swift lottery. The bad news, the tickets are $900. There's no $95 tickets. You
Man,
know,
back in 2012, Ness, I got a pair of tickets club level in New Orleans for $2,500 to one of my vendors. And I thought that was a lot of money. So for a poor immigrant like myself, 8, 9 grand, that is a big ticket that to
well, it's not
handle
just
there.
that. There's no way to drive to Las Vegas. There's no cheap way to get there.
A
There's
lot
no
of money.
cheap places to stay once you're there. Not Super Bowl week. I don't. Again, you know, full disclosure here, we're planning something that's, well, much more awesome than a football game from my perspective. So, and we're gonna cover the football game and be a part of it. But the notion that I could put a trip together, Dan, like I did for New Orleans, like we did for Tampa, like
That was
I have
amazing.
all of these other years. And by the way, there's a thing on the tickets where you only get one transfer. The ticket, you know what I mean? The
So
digital tickets.
can't keep flipping them
You
over and
can't
over
flip
again.
the
I think that's a
tickets.
good thing. That's a good thing. I mean,
Yeah.
believe me, 8 or 9,000 is enough, rather than to have to pay a premium on the top of it. That's insane.
Well, it's where we are right now. They're making a lot of money, and we're playing games here that matter in the most important way in the prime of Lamar's career, while they still have cap space to surround him with all of this. I mean, if I'm writing Purple Rain 3 and they conduct their business here the next 5, 6 weeks to win a championship, I would start with DaCosta and Roquan even before I would go with Lamar, although Lamar would be the start of the book, I guess, right? But the Roquan addition is what changed the trajectory for the defense becoming a factor, the factor enough that by the end of the year, the offense caught up to the defense. And now with good health and the next couple of weeks, and you're talking about going out and bumper car on these guys against the Steelers, and the Steelers need to win this week. I'm trying to figure out who can they rest, who will they rest. And Luke keeps saying to me, like the pitchfork guy on John Belushi's shoulder in Animal House, Luke keeps saying, they got to play. Somebody's got to play. There's only a handful of them that can't play. A
Right.
lot of them have to play, and a
They
lot of them
have
have
to
to
play.
play 50, 60
Yeah,
snaps.
significant minutes. Yes, absolutely. They got to play. It's the Steelers. And Roquan Smith said, "You're not a Raven until you beat the Steelers." Roquan Smith's never beat the Steelers, and he's been a game changer. Somebody asked me the other day that he's almost as good as Ray Lewis, and I said, "Well, it's different eras. Back then, you can take somebody's head off." I'm sure had Roquan played back then, he would have been the same type of player, physical,
He
aggressive.
kind of half takes guys' heads off.
He
He
does.
hits
He
guys
does.
harder than anybody I've seen
He
lately.
comes in. He comes in forearm first, elbows first. He's vicious. And the one-handed interception, reminiscent of Ray's interception against the Titans when Eddie George bobbled the ball. Not as dramatic because it was in a different setting. However, it did shift momentum in the game this past Sunday against the Dolphins. And when Marlon Humphrey went down, I mean, how about the secondary, Nestor? I mean, a bunch of guys that just gelled together and stepped up. I thought we'd win in a shootout. I thought we would have to outpace their offense because I couldn't see him covering Tyreek Hill. But guess what? They stepped up and then some.
And the other teams falling apart or falling down the mountain, and what the Ravens did to Detroit, to Seattle, to San Francisco, on the other side of the docket, to think that whoever they see over there, and it doesn't look like it's Philadelphia at this point, might be Dallas. I don't, you know, I don't, might be San Francisco. Certainly they have the bye, they have the pathway, right? Even though we embarrassed them on Christmas, I think it would be different the second time around. I just think it would be. It would have to be for Brock Purdy. But that being said, the Ravens would be a 7-point favorite.
Yeah,
They just wouldn't be.
I'm not sure it would be. Someone asked me about that. I said, look, he was seeing ghosts in the games against the Ravens. I'm not sure what they could do to stop him from seeing ghosts. He was shell-shocked in that game, Nestor. And to see those guys back out there again, not sure what's going to change the second time around. But let's get there first, right? I think if the Ravens don't get there, we'll hear a lot of criticism on John Harbaugh and Todd Monken or Lamar Jackson, whomever. There's going to be 31 unhappy fan bases at the end of the tournament, as always. But this team, they have something to prove because really they haven't won much yet. The Marlon Humphreys, the Ronnie Stanleys, the Lamar Jackson. This is a defining playoff run for this team.
Well, and I think that's one of the things about Lamar, you know, aside from his style of play and race, if you're a racist, and you know whatever the criticism would be of him, and I feel like my criticism have nothing to do with race and everything to do with accuracy, playing quarterbacky, as they came up with last week. That's a new term and all of that.
He definitely was quarterbacking. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, I mean, the last 6 weeks and 8 weeks since the Detroit game, how we're seeing him play the game. Not the success he's having, not the outcome, not the yardage, not the attempts, not the efficiency, none of that. The way he's playing the game, it is a different style. It's like fighting left-handed. You know what I mean? Like, he's standing in the pocket. He's looking off receivers. He's still taking care of the ball. He's still a threat to run at any point. And I think he's feeling pressure differently because he never had to feel pressure before. He just would roll out and roll. And, you know, he never felt the pocket breakdown around him and realizing they still can't catch you. You know what I mean? If you're on your toes and you're moving growing. And you feel it, you still have first step quickness to get away, and then all hell breaks loose because you have receivers that you know better now. You have tendencies better to say, if I'm doing this, Zay, you're doing that, and you're coming back to me, and you're doing this, and I know where you're going to be, and I have the trust to get rid of the football because we're going to turn a sack, a busted play, a play where maybe I used to take off and get 8 yards into something that's going to be an 18-yard pass and maybe a 60-yard yak, literally, right?
Right, right. He has receivers that get schemed open. He has receivers that can gain separation. He has receivers that can catch contested balls. He has receivers and fullbacks making one-handed receptions, right? So he has things at his disposal that he really hasn't had his entire career with the Ravens. So the sky's the limit for them. They just got to keep this momentum going. They can't slow down. And look, you got to still take out the Steelers. It's still Steelers week, and it means a lot to these players. So hopefully the starters can get a nice 2-3 touchdown lead in the first half, and then the backups can handle take care of business in the second half.
All right, so Dennis Colatos is here, as always, talking Ravens football with us as we get ready for the most wonderful time of the year. I'm staring at I got one of the memes of Michael Jackson on the Thriller album that was a lot better than the one that I gave his mother a couple years ago when I was still a media member. I gave him a shirt back in the early days. It was after the the Rams game that night in 19. And I'm staring at this, and I'm thinking to myself, all right, what are you concerned the most about? Like, the rust versus rest, the health of these guys, the back end of the secondary with Marlon Humphrey and Kyle Hamilton getting right, the offensive line and Stanley and Moses and McCary, whoever's on the offense. Like, I'm trying to think of, like, what's going to get them beat?
All of the above. I think it's fair to say that, not to cop out, but I think all of the above, certainly the health of the secondary. We could see in that opening drive against the Dolphins how much the defense missed Kyle Hamilton and Brandon Stevens. And then Marlon Humphrey goes out, right? So the Dolphins, the first couple of drives, they were just marching up the field, up and down the field. And credit to Mike McDonald. He figured out a scheme that would slow him down. He dropped back Roquan and Patrick Queen. But when you play better teams, especially when they have health, I'm not sure that you can scheme your way to a championship, Nestor. I think at some point, it's like Luke said a couple of years ago, the straw that breaks the camel's back. And that's my biggest concern. There are certain players, and I just named three of them, that they're going to have a hard time bringing home Big Silver Bertha or Betty again if those guys go down. So really, it comes down to health. But it's not unique to the Ravens, though. Every team is injured this year. I mean, I had a Dolphins fan chirping at me on Twitter saying, hey, we have five guys out on the offense. And I said, well, name me who's on the back end, the secondary on the Ravens right now. Street free agents, and they're still holding up. So all teams are injured this time of the year.
Dennis Colatos is here. We're all getting ready for some football right here. And I think one of the diminished parts of, look, the Ravens, what they've done on their own merit, having Miami lined up at the end as, you know, the number two seed and just beating the snot out of them on New Year's Eve, right? Christmas night, having to go 3,000 miles after they've already gone to London, yep, LA, and San Francisco and Arizona the last 7 weeks, to go out there as a 6.5-point dog. As we started the week as a 4-point dog, went to 6.5 points. All that Mike Florio, we hate the media. I'm so over that, all that trope.
Okay.
But you know, you half of America, everybody in America picked against them. They were 6.5 point dog. Why pick
Oh,
off like
I
Florida?
picked against them, and I'm glad in situations like these when I'm wrong. I didn't see them beating the Niners, but you know what? They went up there, punched them in the mouth, and came home with a victory.
Well,
It
it's
was
like, what
epic.
can't they do at this point? I mean, they played well enough to win every game this year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't surprise me to see him go beat the Steelers on Saturday just for trying and have Snoop Huntley run around a little bit. I don't know. I that's not their goal, obviously. But for me, with the questions in the boxes, the only thing they haven't done is won playoff games. And for the criticism of Lamar, and I go back to all of the criticisms of him, it is the, you're great in the regular season. Yeah, man, it's great. It's great. But until you win these games, you're not. And that goes for Josh Allen. That goes for the guys that aren't even getting there, like the kid out with the Chargers who's got more television commercials he's not even playing. And like, and also for Joe Flacco to sort of fly into this. You and I, the last time we got together, he was a punchline, Dennis. It was 3 weeks ago.
Yes, he was. And man, wouldn't that be something? I would love to see Joe Flacco at M&T Bank Stadium with the Browns. Just the storyline in and of itself. I would love to be there to witness that, wouldn't you?
Well, look at the pathway they have. They're going to play the Jacksonville, Houston, Indianapolis. That's going to be their road trip. Their doorway to getting to us, or getting to, you know, wherever the seating would be, but certainly could be us. I don't know what's gonna happen with this Buffalo Miami game Sunday night, Dennis. Like,
oh,
I don't
I
know
like,
who's gonna.
I like Buffalo. I do. I mean, Buffalo is a very dangerous team. This is the one team you talk about. Everybody always talks about you don't want to see this team in the playoffs. And I think this year for the AFC at least, it's the Buffalo Bills. I mean, they're playing well. They're rising. They change offensive coordinators. Josh Allen looks like Josh Allen once again. This is the team that could potentially be in the AFC Championship game.
Well, this is where the one seed helps, right? Because in my
Yes.
mind, all along, they're going to have to be Buffalo and Kansas City. And I
Right.
thought Cincinnati in the beginning, you know,
sure.
Like they're going to have to beat three really good quarterbacks. All right, well, we're now down to two. All right, and you can decide whether Flacco's a really good quarterback or whether Trevor Lawrence could get there, whether they would see C.J. Stroud because they shocked the world, which is all these scenarios are possible. They could see two again, right? I mean, all of these, although, dude, getting Chubb hurt, and then Harbaugh's throwing the ball over their head to be a jerk with Vic Fangio.
No, I'm okay with that. Look, they put up a 70 burger on the Broncos earlier in the year, and nobody said anything about that.
By the
so
way,
really,
he took a knee at the end of that game. Did you know that?
Yeah, he did.
But
they
took a
still
knee
put
in
up
that
70
game.
Points, and that's, they still put up 70 points. I don't care. The Ravens should have scored 71 on them. I would have kept throwing on them.
Right, yeah, fair enough. I mean, but what
and
I'm
then
saying,
Fangio was also the defensive coordinator. All the more reason there's some bad blood there. And then like McDonald said, look, they get paid to score, we get paid to stop them. It's a big boy game. It's what it is. But back to your original point about Chubb, I was screaming to get Lamar out of there when we were up 40 by 42-19.
You're
get the
be
guy out of
to
there.
Get out of there on Sunday. You already got everybody playing half a half on Saturday, Mr.
Well,
Tough Guy, Mr. Essex
EVP. A half. They need to stay sharp. They need to keep this thing rolling, Nestor. Never mind. Maybe they shouldn't be the. I wouldn't like it better if it was they were a wild card team. I'll take that back. I just wish they keep playing. The
you
last
know how
time they
stupid
had a
this
break.
Would be if Linderbaum gets hurt, or if Roquan gets hurt, or Patrick Queen get, like, and they cannot
I hear
play.
you.
Like, it would just
look,
be crazy.
You make a good point, but to me, I do think that Roquan Smith wants to beat the Steelers. I think
that
that'll,
if BK or Pierce go down, my God, right? Come on, man.
That can happen anytime.
They're all important.
I can't be afraid to, you know, can't play scared.
Well,
the
Steelers
Bruce
are coming to
the
win.
Bottle. Of course
Steelers,
they're coming
Steelers
to win.
Need to win.
So are the Ravens. I don't care who they roll out there. The team they roll out there Sunday will be coming to win. And if, look, whether it's Mason Rudolph or Kenny Pickett or whoever, they line up under center, it doesn't matter. Tyler Huntley might still be the best quarterback on the field Sunday.
Most important question of the week for you, Dennis Kolatsis, is Joe Flacco, is he elite?
No. Where was that fire of Joe Flacco when he was with Baltimore? Now,
oh,
he didn't have an Amari
you're
Cooper.
Taking the Preston side? Come on,
I have. I don't read Mike Preston, so I have no idea what he says. But where was that fire? Seriously. Now, he didn't have Njoku. Well, he had Heap and Pitta. But he didn't have Amari Cooper. He never had a wide receiver one. But that fire that I'm seeing consistently, I didn't see particularly after he signed a big contract.
I saw him get hit in the head by Kiko Alonso and almost get killed. So, yeah, I mean,
okay, come on now.
You know.
He should, well, anyway, we leave it alone, and I wish Joe well, just not against the Ravens.
I think when the book is written on Joe, and if Joe's ever really honest with me, like if we get together, I think he would say he was banged up. I think he would say his neck is that he wasn't physically right.
Okay.
He looked like he was running with a box of poop in his pants.
He did. He looks great now.
He has gotten into a different level of fitness.
He looks great.
He's healthier. I don't think more dedicated or less dedicated. I just think more healthy. There's only so much you can do when you're hurt.
The last game, what was it? The Jets game, maybe the last game I saw him. He threaded that ball to Njoku in the end zone. That was unbelievable. I mean, the guy still got a rocket arm. He looks fantastic. And look, I would love the challenge. I would love to see that matchup. I would love to see Joe Flacco and the Browns at M&T Bank Stadium. It'll probably be the loudest atmosphere we'll ever. I mean, everybody was screaming at the top of their lungs.
I got a couple guys that have bought Flacco 15 Browns jerseys in my life. It's crazy. I'm not one of them. I don't look good in those colors. I mean, even though I'm wearing orange right now.
But I wish Joe well. And look, if Joe wins the second Super Bowl, then the conversation becomes, does he go into the Hall of Fame? It's the same kind of as Eli Manning. That's on the table for him right now. And Jim Plunkett. Two rings. Do they get you into the Hall of Fame?
So he's got to win 4 games in a row. That's always he's done that before. He's done that before.
Yes, he has.
He's won 11 three in touchdowns.
11 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. Tied Joe Montana in the playoffs. He can get there. But I said to you the last time you and I talked, Joe looked very fit. He looked skinny. He looked trim. He looks great.
Yeah.
But so does our quarterback. Our quarterback, he looks even better because he's not throwing picks.
Well, I texted with one of the quarterback's fathers last week, and it wasn't Lamar's, or Lamar's mother either. So I didn't text with anybody. So, yeah, I saw Joe Flacco's dad on TV, Steve, and I had to throw him a text.
Yeah, he looked good. Yeah,
I love Joe Flacco, and I don't care who knows it. And I've been unabashed about that. So
I like Joe. I don't love Joe, but I like Joe. I love
Lamar.
Who
do you love? You love Lamar. Oh, okay. Lamar. You used to love Joe, so you don't love him anymore.
Nah, I've always liked Joe. I never loved Joe. I was never a Joe Flacco fan. Because he never put the work in. You know it, and I know it. He was a 9-to-5 quarterback.
Wow.
He was the last one there and the first one out of the castle, was he not?
That's not true. That's not true.
That's the word on the street.
Off season. You're talking off season.
So he goes in season quarterback. I got it.
No, you know, I think at the end here, he was a little beleaguered because they didn't have the horses for the courses.
Yeah, they didn't. They hung him out. They hung him out to dry.
And he was.
No, look.
Dude, you watched him hop off the field and go down the tunnel to get a knee brace off, right? Like, literally, right? So, I think it's a little different in the aftermath of that he would come back and look like Tom Brady's kind of amazing. I think he must be eating, like, avocado ice cream or something. He must be doing the TB12 plan.
You mean Tom Brady wouldn't look good either if he was throwing to Michael Campanaro and Griff Whalen? No disrespect to those guys. They play in the NFL. I didn't. But, however, remember that Minnesota game? I'm thinking, who the hell are these guys, right? And it's like, wide receiver 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 maybe. But, wow. So they did hang him out to dry.
If you want to know something about Joe that I found to be interesting that was and I'm too close to the fire. He's my all-time favorite athlete, and I'm not.
Is.
Like it just because I was around him and I saw the way he operated and you're going to talk about him versus Chad Steele. We're talking about integrity of people I was around him all the time.
Joe's a great guy.
Good man. You know,
no, as a person, I have no knowledge.
But here's what I found to be really compelling. That moment at the end of the Jets game where all the Jets players came up to him and you could see that they were happy for him.
CJ Mosley, you saw that clip?
Oh, that thing was great. But there were 5 other teammates. I don't even know who some of the guys were. I had to check their numbers and say, who's number 24? The guy had a captain's number. I mean, defensive guy. And I'm like, who are these players? And they all came up. They had broad smiles for him.
Yeah.
So if they thought he was lazy or what, you know what I mean? Or whatever.
No, I hear you. But when you win the Super Bowl as a quarterback, you're a big deal. I know that Terry Bradshaw won 4 Super Bowls back in the day. So when Terry, even to this day, when he walks on the field, all the players come to him because, you know what? He's got 4 rings, and that's why. 1 is big. 4 is even bigger, but Joe's got some street cred. I get that.
But is Joe Flacco the Nick Foles of this, the Jeff Hostetler?
I hope not. Not this year. He can have it next year. Not this year. We need – look, every 12 years, we've won twice now, right?
But we don't win when
2012.
we're the one seed, which is the part that's kooky.
Well, there's time to change the narrative. All the more reason to, if you're superstitious, that type, this actually plays to your favor.
By the way, you know, the fact that everybody in the building was talking about it, and Luke and I have been talking about 2019, it's in their head, whether good or bad
Sure it
outcome,
is.
but it's in their head.
Of course
It's in
it is.
their head.
How can it not be? They got to shake it. They got to get through it. They got to power through it. And you know what? I hope you'll be writing Purple Rain 3 very soon.
I will not be writing Purple Rain 3, but, you know, I listen, this is like Apollo Creed. Ain't gonna be no rematch, and I wrote
Okay.
Purple Rain
Oh, you'll be
2.
writing something though. What might not be Purple Rain 3, but knowing you, you'll have plenty to write.
Oh, I'll be writing. Oh,
Oh, I know you will. Oh, I
no.
know you will. I know
But
you will.
there won't be a Purple Rain 3. You know what? When you see Eric DaCosta around town, ask him if there's gonna be Purple Rain 3. So that'll be all part of
We don't, believe it or not, we don't hang in the same circles.
It'll be all part
Don't
of the
ask me why.
narrative. It'll be part of the narrative,
Don't
you
ask
know,
me
that we're
why.
talking about here. All right,
There
Dennis
you go.
Colatos is here. He is always over there, Coons Baltimore Ford Security Boulevard, and always appreciate visiting with you. And it's been a
Yeah,
couple of
man.
weeks, and I be a couple of weeks before they play meaningful football again, right? Like, this is going to be a Tom Petty song. This is going to be the waiting is going to be the hardest part, and the big blow up to this game, and then the first 10 minutes of the game. Whether it's Joe Flacco, whether it's Josh Allen, whether it's Tua Tagovailoa, whoever it is that afternoon, that evening, that morning, whatever the game is in 3 weeks, it's go time in a way that we all saw what happened with the Orioles. We all remember wins and losses and good and bad. It's just, it gets heavy. And when you carry 3 weeks, the rust versus rest thing, something we talk about for a couple of days, they got to go out there and deliver. In the beginning of that football game, be ready to fire. And every single thing John Harbaugh is thinking about, and all of them are thinking about, is that right now. And it can be
For sure.
paralysis by analysis. This is a tough couple of weeks for
For
guys
sure.
that, like you, to your point, are like fruit flies. They do it every 7 days, you know?
For sure, Nestor. I wish you and yours the very best of health, wealth, prosperity, love in 2024 and beyond. It's going to be a great year.
I'm going to get Basil, and we're going to. Go get tell
Basil.
tell some Greek jokes and have some fun. Dennis Colatos joins us here. We're putting together our biggest promotion we've ever done. It's February 5th. It's Radio Row Week. Many of you are familiar with the fact that we used to go to the Super Bowl every year. This year we're doing something really, really special. It's going to be bigger and better than anything I've ever done. I'm really proud of it, and I can't wait to tell you about it. It's all going to be brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with Win Donation and Jiffy Lube Multi Care. You can always find me, Ness, at BaltimorePositive.com. I'm out on the interwebs. Luke is out in Owings Mills. Anything happens out there, you get it on the WNST tech service first, as always. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore Positive. Happy New Year and happy Festivus.